All right, so we are into the social media segment. We're already on tip number three, so we're moving through it.
Yes. So this week we've touched a little bit on just the general, we're supposed to be uplifting on social media, touched on some various ways that we can do that, but one of the ways is in comments, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's a huge piece. We all have our different stuff we share and post, and we already kind of discussed that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, comments is when the engagement starts happening between people and the conversation. And, there's some things that we've observed, and we went to the Word and tried to, look at that and apply that to social media. And so these are kind of our tip three, is being discerning about what you comment on social media.
Definitely. So that's kind of what our appropriate responses to what others say. And that really is, like you mentioned, where the social aspect begins is in the comments.
Yeah.
So the first slide we have here is just the general kind of overview that comments are another opportunity to be congratulatory, encouraging, and thoughtful. And as this verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. And we had already kind of touched on this, the impact that a positive comment can make on someone. I know whenever someone leaves me a kind comment, it really does make my day, and the power of that cannot be underestimated. So
even just re-mentioning that before we maybe get into some of the other tougher comments, it's just, if you see something that you can encourage or congratulate or even comfort somebody, mm-hmm. if they've lost a loved one or they're going through a hard time, it's just, again, reminding that the comments are a great place for you to do that. And I know we already touched on this a little bit too, but even taking that a step further, if somebody needs a private message and saying, hey, I already commented, but I just want to extend further, or even if they're going through a hard time, typing an actual prayer to them, mm-hmm. On Messenger, mm-hmm. or saying, hey, can we meet for coffee? Or, if you're in a local area, to be able to do that. But either way, just kind of taking that even further, and the opportunity to that comment is kind of that public place to congratulate or, comfort somebody. But, you can also take that further, and even, again, within reason, have to have healthy boundaries too.
Definitely.
Not messaging everybody over everything. But if mm-hmm. there has been, again, maybe a substantial loss in someone's life, sending them a prayer and encouraging them, I think, is really good.
Definitely. Yeah. You never know how it can really touch their heart. So, all right. And then moving on to the next one, we kind of, you already touched on this with the direct messaging or private messaging. Sometimes comments are just simply not the place to have the conversation, right? So if you feel that, maybe the public sphere isn't the appropriate spot to comment to someone, it's totally fine to take that to a private message, or even if it's someone, who you're close to, you might have their phone number or their email to reach out to them that way. And this is really introducing concept of Matthew 18:15, which says, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. So, if it is something that's maybe controversial or a touchy subject or something you just might feel that's not appropriate for, a general news feed for other people to be seeing, you never know who might see it. Don't be afraid to take it into more of a private situation.
And I think, I know as a CLI graduate, this is talked a lot about in our courses, Matthew 18, mm-hmm. and that doesn't stop on social media. And I think a lot of us kind of miss that on social media because of the nature of it. It's mm-hmm. social media, you're all saying stuff and doing things, and it's like, but no, it's exactly what Abby just said, where it's sometimes not the place to be having a comment conversation that really should be moved to potentially even an in-person conversation, or again, a private message or phone call or email or something else. And, as somebody who has had things happen or see different comments, it would mean so much more to me if somebody said, hey, I don't even know if you meant it this way, but this came across like this to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just concerned, and I just want to ask you about it. That's so much better than maybe replying back to the post, do you really mean this, and commenting it to them, and then, tons of people are now going to be questioning what you meant or didn't mean, it can really stir up a lot of drama ultimately, and mm-hmm. your comment might really be in good intent, but now it creates a space where maybe the person's embarrassed and they're not even as receptive to what you have to say. If you see something concerning, or if it's you're the one who's getting it pointed out to, I'm not going to be as receptive if I feel attacked. I'm going to want to be defensive.
100%.
Opposed to if somebody reaches out and connects with me privately, I almost feel so respected, like, wow, they cared enough to point this out to me and do it privately and just totally shift the way it's received.
Definitely. And I think another rule of thumb that came up as you discussed that is, you know, if your comment isn't enhancing the post, it's really not the place for that. So I think that's kind of a good measure just to have in your head, you know, is this constructive? Is this helpful? Is this bringing something to the conversation? And is it in line with the, you know, intent of the person's post? You know, sometimes people can kind of hijack in the comments, make it about maybe not even themselves, but just about something else that the post wasn't meant to address.
Right. It kind of takes a total turn. And I've seen that a lot happen on social media. And I guess one more thing to point out with this is, you know, it says if your brother or sister sins. Now, if you see something that you just maybe aren't the biggest fan of, or you just, you know, but you feel in a lot of ways that, you know, again, I want to again mention boundaries. It's important that, you know, we're not messaging every single person a private message about, did you mean this? Did you, you know, and again, I just always have to say that in caution because it can be really easy to fall into that. But then we feel we have a duty because of Matthew 18 to point out everything. And it's like, wait a minute, then you have to go back to take the plank out of your own eye. Maybe don't be so quick to jump on someone else's case.
Right.
So again, knowing that balance is really hard. And I think as a Christian leader is so important. When is it the time to gently in love, correct and point out and go to them Matthew 18? Mm-hmm. When is the time to let it go and go, you know, whatever they said, I'm sure they didn't mean it that way. And I'm just not going to read into it.
Right. And that really goes to the point of, you know, kind of this whole segment is, you know, social media is a place to invite the Lord into your actions. You know, if you need to pray about how to react to something or how not to react to something, do so, right? We invite the Lord into these activities and invite his guidance and the wisdom he can provide to us. So, you know, always take a step back and keep that in mind.
Right. If you're not sure, is this the time to say something or is this a time to scroll on, you know, and go, okay, like, you know, so yeah. Absolutely, Abby. So important to mention that prayer for sure needs to be in these conversations, which kind of takes it to the next step too, which we were already kind of touching on is don't take it personally. You know, most times when someone is making a post that maybe upsets you or disagree, and again, this goes to maybe it's not clear if they are sinning by this post kind of thing, you know, then again, maybe don't take it personally because most times it's not the person that is upsetting you, it's the opinion or concept.
Right.
And the same thing if somebody comments back. If somebody gets really upset on your comment, to take it graciously, let me get that right, and, you know, don't go, oh, they're so upset at me. It's probably potentially maybe even a political view or an opinion on a show or whatever. I mean, it could be a lot of things that could be, or even, again, not liking your sense of humor if you share a joke on there or something like that. I mean, there is a variety of things that people can respond to that it's more the concept or the opinion and less about you. And so just kind of letting that go and going, you know, and sometimes people get upset about something because it has nothing to do with you, but because it's something from their past, something that is a past hurt or their own struggle and it's a stumbling block to them or whatever. And so again, it's not personal at all. It's really about what they're going through and that's why they commented and behaved in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now sometimes it is personal and that is when I think the Matthew 18 needs to come in.
Right.
You know, and
right.
You need to be able to, you know, talk to that person if it becomes very personal.
Right.
And then last point on this, then, you know, Abby, if you want to share further thoughts on it, but is that kind of that idea on the slide. If you have a frustration with somebody or maybe even a collection of people, they've all done something that's been hurtful to you, going and posting that on Facebook, you know, not naming names, but still posting that, again, still not the best way. If you're upset at somebody about a certain thing, go to them, practice Matthew 18 again, rather than making a big post about it and pointing it out and thinking, well, I hope they see this post and think again.
It's
kind of like, well, rather than that, you know, and if you are that person, which I've had it, I've actually been on the receiving end of somebody making a post that I at least was pretty positive was directed at me.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's like it like hurts you, even though you know nobody else knows it's about you. It's just like, hard to open up your social media and see that and be like, that seems directed at me.
I wish they would have just come to me.
Right. And, you know, that's where it's important to just, again, practice Matthew 18 in a situation like that. And if you then have made amends, if there's something in that situation that you learned and you want to share with people, okay, but already be reconciled with the other person.
Definitely. And that leads exactly into what I was thinking on this, and it's something we have already mentioned, you know, with social media, the boundary between how you would act in person and how maybe liberal you might be on social media with posting and just putting it out there, that line can be so blurry. And I think it really just goes back to, you know, act how you would in person. Don't hide behind the screen in a way that's unhealthy. And so as hard as that can be, it is really a boundary that I challenge all of you to reflect on and really grow in that sense.
Yeah, I appreciate that challenge because I think that is just so true. And looking kind of over here in the comments, you know, Florence had mentioned the Total Fitness course is a wonderful one to take that might touch on some of this. And in a second, I'm about to plug the Peace Smart class, which is also a really important one. Mm-hmm. And this Bible verse, Romans 12, 17 through 18, do not repay evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And I kind of see that as like the theme verse of people smart, peace smart, and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And I think something I was thinking about this morning, actually, in relation to social media was, you know, when we say we're Christians, the way we act on social media, unfortunately, can reflect on Christians everywhere and how maybe someone who's not a Christian views Christians. Yeah. You know, when I put that, oh, I work at Christian Leaders in my bio on whatever social media, you know, when someone sees how I'm acting, I would never want them to think, oh, that's how someone at Christian Leaders acts. That's how a Christian acts. And, you know, I think, yeah, that kind of connects with this verse where
like,
when we're living peacefully,
to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. And I think that's kind of a hard pill to swallow. And I understand in the eyes of the world, you know, what we do isn't going to be right, quote unquote. But at the point of this verse is kind of the thing of there are certain things I think everyone kind of innately knows. People appreciate kindness. People appreciate understanding. People appreciate forgiveness regardless. And I think that is really what that verse is getting at. It's like, don't repay evil for evil. And, you know, as a Christian, is what Abby said, you don't want someone to ever go look at your profile and go, oh, okay. Or even go, oh, no wonder they're a Christian. That's why they're being judgmental. Or they're, you know, or all these kind of stereotypes that I have seen, sadly, and it just breaks my heart. Yeah. It really does.
And it goes back to the fruits of the Spirit that we talked about last week. You know, when we're filled with those things, it's hard for people to find fault with that. So
yeah, and again, just keeping that peace and praying for the peace, because that it's going back to the verse that Jesus said too. It's like I don't give peace that this world gives. I give a different kind of peace. And you know, in social media, we can have that peace. So yeah, I definitely agree. Take the Peace Smart Relations course from Brian DeCook. I think that'll help you in social media as well.
Definitely. So one kind of final tip here: comments are a conversation, even though it might not seem like it. They are a conversation, and as always, reflect on how you would interact offline. And then the verse from Luke 6, verse 45, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. And that verse before that kind of says, you know, when you have good things in your heart, that's what will come out. When you have evil things in your heart and your mind, that's what will come from the mouth. So really powerful in relation to social media and just speaking from a place of love and in your comments.
Right.
In your
conversation. And if you find yourself getting in a situation where you are very reactive, you are taking it personal, going back to that verse, look within your heart and go, am I filling my heart right now with things that are making me easily upset and riled up? And you know, I'll speak into this of recent, I had kind of a rough week. I lost my engagement ring and wedding ring at a golf course and have not been able to find it. And, you know, I just really kind of did let it rattle me. I was crying about it, just so disappointed. I just felt like I let my husband down. Like, you know, he worked hard when we were teenagers to get me this beautiful ring that I was proud of and whatever. And it's like what it symbolized, of course, most of all, is like that union and what that means in a marriage. And so there's just so hard for me sentimentally, most of all, to lose it. And it's just like, you have to step back and again go, you know, I still was loving a worldly possession because my marriage, you know, that's not relying on a ring at all. You know, I love the symbolism of it. But, you know, but I think, again, in that week, I was so, like, reactive, you know, reactive to Mitch, reactive to friends. And even when it was, like, my birthday, I still just, like, had this attitude. It was exactly a week after I, like, lost it. And it's, like, I went to this day, and I just, like, wanted to be on my phone. I wasn't really wanting to, like, engage with people I was around. And it's just, like, wait a minute. my heart is just full of this frustration and upset and like all this. And it's just like, nope, nope, nope. Because you know what? My peace, my joy, and my happiness is not dependent on anything that is a worldly possession. And it's what I put in my heart. And that's what's going to come out in my life. And again, my heart was just, it was hurting. And I know that's fair enough. And we all do have to give ourselves time to, you know, hurt about certain things, but also to not just keep filling ourselves with that disappointment and frustration and bitterness, and instead just go, come what may, I'm content in any circumstance. Back to what Paul said.
Yeah, that's all very well said, Abby. Thanks for sharing that. So we have some kind of final reflection questions that are kind of, you know, you can post about them in the comments for sure, but just kind of reflecting on these challenging concepts. They are pretty hard, and I think these questions, you know, they don't have a definite right answer.
So dependent on the situation, definitely.
Yeah, so this is definitely not a prescriptive kind of thing, but just more of a reflection. So when should you intervene in the comments? You know, if you see people being combative, people fighting, or maybe someone attacking someone in a certain way. And we were talking about this before. There's so many different situations that you can kind of come upon as you're scrolling. And yeah, it might be fun or entertaining to like read the drama of it, but it is, when should you kind of step in and stand up for someone or break up a fight? So yeah, you guys can feel free to
hear people's comments on this, because when we were preparing this, you know, we kind of proposed that question, and both were like, okay, when do we, when should we step in? And when is it live at peace with everyone and, you know, be peaceful, but when is it, when do you bring the peace? When do you put out the fire, if you take that, the conflict fire, and bring the peace fire? You know, when do you kind of do that? And I think that's a really challenging, again, balance, and going back to the pray about it for sure, like if the Lord is urging you to speak up. Mm-hmm. But you had made a really good point about something that you kind of thought as a different, before we did this one, so I'd love to share that.
So for me personally, I kind of judge when something's maybe political or, about a certain opinion in the news or something that's not personal. That's typically when I scroll. I often feel that, you know, I don't have anything beneficial to add to that. I don't want to, you know, make anyone more upset or fuel the fire in a sense with my comments.
Right. And I think a lot of times those arguments are a lot of times very, trivial is great, and they're just in a circle.
There's no
accomplish anything.
Exactly.
You're not going to bring reconciliation between the people arguing.
Right.
Nobody's changing their opinion most times.
Exactly. When two people disagree, there's only so much really another person can do. But if it is something that's personal where maybe someone needs an encouraging word or they need to even be defended or encouraged, I think that's a great time to step in and comment. And even if it's not, you know, if two people are going back and forth, you don't always have to insert yourself into that conversation. You can just leave a comment separate from that thread saying something encouraging, or even, hey, reach out to me if you need X, Y, or Z, or I'd love to chat, or something like that. I think that is really when you can feel called to step in, and when you can encourage someone personally and not fuel any sort of flames that are going in, and you can your comment can stand alone as just a testimony to you reaching out to someone and wanting to be encouraging. That's kind of a rule of thumb I've found helpful. But again, you know, it depends on the situation.
I think that's so spot on. And I was giving this example. I saw somebody who had been hurt by people not saying that, you know, she hadn't published a book yet. She'd been working on it for like 5-6 years. And some people were kind of, apparently she shared, were kind of picking on her on that. And that just made me really sad, where it's like, that's a great time just to say, hey, you're doing great. You're a new mom. You're doing this. You're supporting your family. And it's a lot. It's a hard thing. And it's, for some people, that journey can take years to do it, where someone else might be able to do it in a year. And that's okay. You know, you don't need to be in the same pace that other people expect or want. So just an encouragement to her. You know, again, I'm not going to butt in and start maybe commenting on someone if they were necessarily being mean. Now, in this case, there wasn't anyone that had commented on anything negative. But I think that's, again, a really good time where, as a Christian, be, again, someone who's going to shine the light of Jesus and go, hey, you know, in reminding them, and that needs to happen. Actually, last time I was also talking to another friend, and she just has a really hard situation. And, you know, I just kind of realized, I said, you are so strong, and you are just encouraging me. And going back to the ring thing, she was really encouraging me, because it's like, I was so riled up about this, and she has this, that mm-hmm. going on, and she's still so positive, so sweet, and was being so encouraging to me, and I was just like, wow, you are so strong, you're inspiring me, and she's like, man, I don't hear that very much. Like, that means so much to me. And it's just like, you just seriously don't know what you say at a time, what that might mean to somebody. And, you know, I just, yeah, I was like, wow, you know, I need to do that more, because I know I don't really necessarily do that much on social media. I just kind of scroll through, post pictures of my kid. So there's a lot of opportunities. And looking at some of these comments are really interesting. There's a spider crawling towards me.
Oh, no.
Not liking that at all.
No way. We have a third host going on.
Yeah, we really do. But some of these comments here are really good. Greg said, blessed are the peacemakers. So going back to the Beatitudes, love that. That's such a beautiful point, you know. And again, I think a lot of this is about peacemaking with comments, for sure, and that is discerning. I'm glad, Damon, that you're enjoying this and learning some stuff. And Calvin said, if it is my post, I usually just hide the comments unless I feel it is something that needs to be addressed. I try to address it through direct message rather than in public. The public argument can be just as damaging as the rude comment itself. And that's a great point, actually. You know, you have the power to, if there's a really negative comment, hide it and then message them. Say, hey, I saw your comment, but I'm hiding because I don't think it's fruitful or helpful for anyone, and I'd like to talk about it directly. And so wonderful recommendation there, definitely.
Yeah, and that really connects with the second reflection question here. You know, if someone comments something rude or whatever it may be on one of your posts, how should you respond? And I think that's a great point there is, you know, you get to have discretion over what's on your profile, and, you know, you can do with that as you please. And
well, and that does go to comment number two. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Love that. And some of the other comments going on here, you took it even further, which I love this. I usually pray and meditate before hitting send, and I end up deleting most of the comments before I even post it. And again, that's just such a great point. It's like, sometimes you have to just take that step back, and that's exactly what was said there. It's like, just take a step back, because if you come back an hour after you've seen the comment and think again, would I comment this still, or was I in the heat of the moment,
right,
or original frustration, going to comment that? So that is a super spot on point as well. And Florence, you've told me this before, and I absolutely love it, that your mom told you don't need to attend every argument you're invited to. So priceless advice for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And it connects back with what you were saying, and I was kind of thinking this, you know, everyone's battle is not ours to fight. However, we can always be encouraging. And that's what, you know, with your friend, it's, you know, we don't have to take on other people's drama. We don't have to take on all of their struggles and fight it as if it were our own battles. But we can always be encouraging to them. We can always be supportive to them. And so I think that kind of echoes with, you know, we don't have to argue every fight. That's too much. But we can always, you know, be encouraging, say a prayer, step back if that's what the right thing to do is. And, you know, those are all productive ways to
absolutely
respond to.
And yeah, just remembering that, you know, bathe it always in prayer, give it to the Lord, and remind people too that, you know, if they're carrying a lot, because that goes back into this, and I know I sometimes have the tendency too, where I want to take on too many things, and then I do become overwhelmed, and it's like, you know, remembering that you can point them and say, you know, Jesus is, his yoke is light and his burden is easy, and you know, there is rest for you. And again, sometimes that takes a bit to find that rest. Sometimes it's a much more of a journey for someone, but ultimately, you know, that is the hope we have inside of us, and we do need to share that on social media.
Amen. All right, so I think we've come to the end of this section. Thank you all for your comments. That was really fun and helpful to read.
Yeah, and I do want to quick share Andre's comments. I like this. In Colombia, we are still in a presidential election, and social networks have become a battlefield. It's difficult to bring peace to these areas because any comment can generate more polarization in the conversation. We can only pray for God to bring peace in our countries. And I also see that in our, and I'll say this thing because I said it to you earlier, and I just found it so interesting. You know, I had seen a lot of, you know, a topic came up, and I won't get into the weeds of it, but I think it's a topic personally that I think that Christians should be passionate about. And I saw, I have way more Christian friends than that, but I basically saw very few of them saying anything. And I saw a ton of people, not Christians. They were all over their stories on it. They were all over the opposite of, again, what I believe is the right thing. And so it was very upsetting to me. And that really spoke to me because I didn't say anything either. So why am I upset about all my Christian friends not speaking into it?
Right.
I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. I didn't address it. And I think, you know, yes, there are certain times where we have to just pray and be at, you know, go, Lord, you need to come into this situation. But I also do want to challenge each of us, you know, to, again, where is the time where maybe we do need to speak up? And as Christians, we need to speak up for the weak. We need to speak up for the vulnerable and, you know, not just sit back.
Definitely. And that completely speaks into, you know, the reason we're doing this whole segment is, you know, there is power in social media and there are all these nuances that are so overwhelming and in the moment, you know, can be just, and so we hope that these tools can kind of help equip you for situations like we've discussed.
Absolutely.